السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم أولا ونفسي بتقوى الله، فقد فاز المتقون. قال تعالى في كتابه: ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم، يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا، أو يمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا، يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله، all praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salawat upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, firstly, I would like to advise myself and those who are present: ittaqillaha ta'ala, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, at all moments. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, all praise due to Allah who blessed us with that beautiful month of Ramadan to spend our time in the obedience of Allah, to build our nearness, to build our love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers in Islam, we forgot Allah, we disobeyed Allah, we broke the orders of Allah. Allah sent this guest as Ramadan to our homes, enlighten our homes. A unique guest came with a universal message for mankind to build that taqwa, to get close to Allah. That guest came to our doorstep with so much of barakat, that barakat came into our lives, into the lives of our family members, our children, our relatives, and etc. My dear brothers in Islam, such a unique guest was with us, came with maghfirah, came with forgiveness. With the arrival of that guest, angels of Allah visited our homes. My dear brothers in Islam, the guest had departed, gone back, and have left that spirit of Islam in our heart, had rejuvenated our hearts, our lives, our souls with the light of Iman and with the light of Islam. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, let us ask ourselves that the balanced part of our lives, we do not know whether we will get the opportunity of next Ramadan in our lives. Let whatever we harvested, whatever we gained from the month of Ramadan, let us plan and make a full effort to continue the same spirit in our lives, in order that we become closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, if you compare the Ramadan which passed previously with the Ramadan just passed in our lives, we understand a message very clearly, that Ramadan came into our lives, and it went out of our lives so quickly, swiftly, unbelievable. It is like a week that we have fasted. It went so fast. My dear brothers in Islam, it should give you and me a message that the Qiyamah is getting near day by day. Eid al-Fitr is over, and the month of Shawwal that we are continuing. Very soon Hajj, and the time will pass. My dear brothers in Islam, the message that should remain in our heart compared to all the previous Ramadan that we spent, but this Ramadan had become the fastest in our lives. It is giving a message. The words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ فَيَكُونُ السَّنَةُ كَالشَّهَرِ وَيَكُونُ الشَّهُرُ كَالْأُسْبُوعِ وَالْأُسْبُوعِ and كَالسَّاعَةِ. The hadith continues where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, when Qiyamah is nearing, when the hour is nearing, a year will go like a month, and a month will go like a week will go like a day, and a day will go like 1 hour, an hour will go like a split second. That is how the time will fly. That is the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you and me from this great month of Ramadan. That prepare ourselves for that day where we shall be made to stand in front of Allah. My dear brothers in Islam, a beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that لَتَقُومَنَّ السَّاعَةَ وَكَدْ نَشَرَ الرَّجُلَانِ ثَوْبَهُمَا يَتَبَايَعَانِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْحَدِيثِ, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Qiyamah will come so fast, so quickly, and suddenly, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, two people will go to the bazaar to do business, and they will start a negotiation to buy or sell a garment or clothing. They will take that garment out, and the moment they are in a dialogue, subhanallah, the Qiyamah will occur before they conclude the dialogue. My dear brothers in Islam, the same hadith where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَتَكُومَنَّ السَّاعَةَ. Look at the examples of the Prophet of this Ummah. Qiyamah will occur. Qiyamah will occur. A person who has milked, who has milked بِلَّبَنِ لِكَحَتِهِ, who has milked his camel, and before that he feed himself or his family, Qiyamah will occur. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam went even further. A farmer will gather water to feed his camel, to quench his camel before he quenched, the Qiyamah will occur. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam went even further. Wala takumanna as-sa'a. Qiyamah will occur when a person, man rafa'a, that person have raised the morsel of food towards his mouth, and the food is in his hand right in front of his mouth, before he eats that food or consume that food, Qiyamah will occur. Not my words, not my examples, example of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is the message that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave it to this ummah. My dear brothers in Islam, do we have this thought process? Do we ask ourselves, whenever we eat food, on the day of Eid al-Fitr, we enjoyed many type of food, we visited our family and etc. My dear brothers in Islam, imagine the situation with our day-to-day life. Every morning, that there are brothers, there are people who miss Salatul Fajr, and Qiyamah is occurring that morning, subhanallah. There are children leaving to school with the school bags and books and etc. And this person leaving his house to go to his work. My dear brothers in Islam, that just imagine, that morning was the day of Qiyamah. Why we lead a life that we forget these reminders given by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look what is happening around us. Look at the world. Look at the ummah. The state of the Muslim ummah. These are the signs of the hour. My dear brothers Islam. It is shocking. When we were children, we never heard these things. Today, a child even knows what is happening around the world. Look around us. Look at the Muslim world. Look what is happening to Muslims. That I am talking at this moment. At this moment, Muslims are being massacred all in many parts of the world. Just because they have said La ilaha illallah. These are all known as fitna. Ka qita'il layl al-mudhlim. My dear brothers in Islam, it will leave the people confused. When the hour is nearing, there will be so much of corruption on earth. There will be so much of corruption on earth. People will not be able to differentiate between good and bad, right and wrong. That's where the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that fitanan ka qita'il layl al-mudhlim, that fitna will be so ugly, so dark, so ambiguous and vague. It is like a deep dark night that a person cannot see when which direction that he is walking. That will be the situation. Wallahi, my dear brothers in Islam, that is the time that we are living at this injunction. You take one part of the Muslim world, Muslims killing Muslims. Another part, Muslims killing Shia and Shia killing Muslims. You take another part, Jews are killing the Muslims. And you take another part, that Kuffar are killing the Muslims. Why? Why? It is a sign that Qiyamah is taking place, going through the process that has been designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prophesied by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only a person of Iman, only a person of Iman will be able to look after himself. My dear brothers in Islam, 1480 years back, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a time will come to this ummah, there will be lots of al-haraj. Sahaba asked, "Wa ma al-harju ya Rasulullah?" What does it mean by haraj ya Rasulullah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Al-qatlu al-qatl." There will be mass killing, massacre taking place all over the world for no reason. Another place, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes out in himself, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ, by that Allah who have the control of my soul, لَا تَذْهَبُ الدُّنْيَا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ عَلَى النَّاسِ يَوْمٌ. Subhanallah, this dunya will not come to an end. That a day will pass in the lives of the people. La yadri al-qatilu lima yaqtul wa la yadri al-maqtulu lima yuqtal. That aw kama qal aw fi ma qatala aw qutila. That a day will come, the killer do not know why is he killing other people. The murdered do not know why they are being killed. Look at the example today, what is happening in Gaza. 17,000, more than 17,000 tons of bombs and missiles being bombed into that small strip of Gaza, a densely Muslim populated village. Children were collected in pieces. Over 300-500 children were massacred. Leave alone the Muslims, those media people in the field, the UN officer in the field, crying out to the world. He could not give his interview. The amount of massacre that taking place. The day of Eid was for them
a day to bury their deceased. They could not take the bodies of their deceased to be buried. My dear brothers in Islam, those bodies were buried. By the bombardment, the bodies were out of the grave. This is the status of the Muslims today. A massacre taking place. This is what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the hour is nearing, these things will happen. To the balanced part of the ummah to get close to Allah, to build their nearness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not only for a chit chat, a dialogue and a discussion. It is not only to feel emotionally bad. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to carry that feeling. It is happening in this way. The Central African Republic, for no reason, Muslims are being massacred. Burma, for no valid reason, Muslims are being massacred. My dear brothers in Islam, this is the state of the Muslim Ummah today. This is how those brothers spend the month of Ramadan. Those who have read will understand. They found no suhoor, no iftar. My dear brothers in Islam, these are the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, prophesied 1480 years before. For us to look at them, build our nearness with Allah. But my dear brothers in Islam, a person of Iman will not lose hope in Allah. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope in Allah. It is happening because my Prophet said, and my Iman should increase in the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear brothers in Islam, when we go further, we see another problem cropping up. Powerful jihad movements with the Islamic slogan, the ayat of the Quran is used, abused and misused, claiming to be the army of Islam and Muslims. My dear brothers in Islam, let us understand, they have the same dress code what the Muslims are wearing. They wear the same turban what the Muslims are wearing. They are wearing the same clothes what the Muslims are wearing. They are having the same language what the Muslims are talking. But the question remains, sudden appearance with new names, with new terminologies, the Black Army of Islam, the Red Army of Islam. My dear brothers in Islam, these are the fitna which was prophesied by Rasulullah. Let we as Ummah do not get caught to this hypocritical movement. My dear brothers in Islam, what good it did to the Muslim world? It is exposing to the world, Muslim loves blood. It is who they are fighting with. They are fighting with the Muslims, those who do not accept the Khilafah, they are being massacred. My dear brothers in Islam, does Islam promote these things? Let us understand, we all think that this is Islam. We all feel sometimes it is wrong, those who thinking. From where did this emerge? They have become the toys of the Western world. Suddenly they were powerless. They had huge amount of weapons. They had no manpower. They had huge amount of manpower. Every person traveling, flying out of the country, they exactly know who they are, where they belong to. All the database, especially of the Muslims, are with them. How come such a huge army gathered in the land of Iraq? My dear brothers in Islam, let us not deceive ourselves. This is what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that a time will come, a time will come, that yatakallamuna bilughatina yalbasuna libasana, they will be talking our language, they will be wearing our clothes. Kulubuhum قلوب الشياطين في جثمان إنس أو كما قال, that a time will come upon this ummah, they will have people who will be talking the same language, who will be claiming the same Islam, but their hearts are the hearts of shayateen in the form of humans. My dear brothers in Islam, this is another fitna chasing the mankind, one part of the world. Why? This is how Islam emerged. Islam was promoted in this manner. Islam became the strongest, fastest growing religion in this manner. No, my dear brothers in Islam, we are mistaken. Let us be careful as a ummah today. The world waiting to see the first mistake that we do, so that they will have the upper hand against us. That's why the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he prophesied, he gave in detail. And furthermore, when we look, there are Muslim countries, around 57 to 56 Muslim nations in the world, helpless, cannot help. They could see all these things are happening. They cannot help. They cannot support Islam and Muslims. Do we know why? One hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a time will come upon this ummah. They will be attacked. They will be destroyed. They will be harmed by the enemies of Islam. Sahaba asked, maybe Ya Rasulullah, at that time, hum qaleelun, there are very few Muslims. Only very few Muslims are living at that time. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as if it is told today, bal antum kathir. No, my Sahaba, you all will be huge in number at that time. But ghusa'un ka ghusa'is sail, that the situation of the Muslim Ummah at that time will be like the foam of the ocean. Like the foam, like the bubble of the ocean. When you look at the ocean, we think that the ocean is filled with bubbles. But in reality, my dear brothers in Islam, beneath that bubble is the real water. So let us understand, today's situation is a direct sign of the hour, that the hour will be nearing day by day. But do not lose hope in Allah. Where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when the Qiyamah is nearing, Muslims, يُقَاتِلُ الْيَهُودِ, there will be a war between Muslims and Jews. It will go to that degree where Jews will hide behind the trees and rocks. And what will happen? The rocks and the trees will start talking. Ya Abdullah, هذا يهودي خلفي إلا الغرقد أو كما قال. That Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith, that Jews will go and hide themselves behind trees and rocks, and the tree and the rock will start talking. Oh believer, that there is a Jew hiding behind me, except a plant or a tree called Gharqad, which is planted the most in Israel today. My dear brothers in Islam, we understand a time will come, Allah Ta'ala will give up a hand for Islam and Muslims. These are all prophesied by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the entry of Qiyamah, and considered to be the minor signs of the hour. These are not the major signs of the hour, subhanallah. My dear brothers in Islam, let's get back to what happens around us, what is happening around our lives. One hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hakim, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when the Qiyamah is nearing, people yarkabuna ar-rijal ala suruji, people will travel on modes of transportation. These transportation will be like their residence, like their houses. It will have so much of comfort, so much of enjoyment, so much of luxuries in their mode of transport,
even more than their homes and houses. Subhanallah. My dear brothers in Islam, prophesied by Rasulullah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in the same hadith, they will come in these modes of transportation. Ala abwaabil masjid. Yanziluna ala abwaabil masjid. They will come to the masjid in these luxurious modes of transportation. And when you look at their family situation, nisa'uhum qasiyatun 'ariyat. They are women. Their women will have garment, but they are naked. Now the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sinfan min ahli an-nar lamma rahuma. There are two groups of people. I have not seen them, but I am prophesizing, O my Sahaba. One is men ma'ahum siyat ka'azna bil bakar. There will be men who are oppressive towards people, towards wife, family, children, business, profession, oppressive personality. Such people will increase in the ummah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I have not seen them. The second category, nisa'un kasiyatun ariyatun mumilatun ma'ilat ru'usuhunna ka'asnimatil buhtil ma'ila la yadukhulna aljanna wa la yajidna rihaha wa inna rihaha latujadu min masirati kada wa kada. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, women will become so low in standard, so low in position or in recognition, that they will have garments upon themselves, but they will expose their body more than the garments that they are wearing. They will like and love to expose themselves more than what they have. Kasiyatun ariyat. They are wearing clothes, see-through garments. Some women are naked practically. Some wearing garments. But my dear brothers in Islam, the garment is so see-through, it has no use. It has no use of a garment. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, when you see the law and order which prevails, which is promoted, the culture what is taught to expose themselves, to expose themselves, to show their bodies, to show their shape, and not only that, the hadith goes even further, mumilatun ma'ilat. They will have a special type of a walk. When they walk, they will have a unique style to walk. Today the world promotes catwalk and backwalk. We do not know what type of walk that they have. All these were prophesied by Rasulullah. Ma'ilat, their objective in life, whatever they do, even though they speak whichever language, in whichever accent, that the clothing, the garment, the dress code, the walk, the talk, the behavior, the culture, the objective is one. It is to attraction towards haram and attraction towards zina. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is a group, this type of women will appear on this planet. Sahaba were asking, Awaka inun zalika ya Rasulullah? Can these things happen ya Rasulullah? My dear brothers in Islam, these were prophesied by Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a message to the ummah. When you see them, do not fall praying to these fitnas. Turn your heart towards Allah. These are signs. Whether they appear in a FB page, whether these pictures come on WhatsApp, that is the fitna that is promoted. Before a person committed alone, now they are committing in jama'ah, in group, that they are sharing, I am committing this sin, why don't you share my file, my page, you also join me in the crime, and we are partners in crime. My dear brothers in Islam, all these things are happening. A person of iman will turn towards Allah, will cry blood. Wallah, you have showed these things in my lifetime. My dear brothers in Islam, Not only that, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes even further. أَنْ تَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا. A time that a slave will give birth to her master. Mother is a slave and she will give birth to her master. What does it mean? That the son will sell the mother one day. Son will sell the mother one day. Do we know how serious is that? Son or children will not have respect for the parents. Signs of Qiyamah. Children will disobey the parents. Children will look at their parents from a very commercial point of view. Isn't that happening today? Where people coming and asking Mashura to start a Sharia compliant old age home. Wa na'udhu billah. This is the time that we are living today. The son takes the father to the court. The daughter takes the mother to the court. Have no value, no respect, no dignity. We know when we were children, how we dealt with our parents. Look at today, many a times, parents do not talk about the weaknesses of their own children because of the extreme love. But remember, these are the signs of the hour. Further, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, with this we'll conclude inshallah, وَأَن تَرَى الْحُفَاتَ الْعُرَاةِ. That you will see before a beautiful hadith that with regard to parents, this same child will get married one day with the blessing of the parents or without the blessing of the parents. That is what happening today. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that أَتَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَأَكَّ أُمَّهُ أَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَخْصَى أَبَاهُ. From the signs of Qiyamah, when this child reached the age of marriage, after parent did everything, even gave him wealth to progress in life, now he listened to his wife more than his mother. Isn't that is the world that we are living? He will obey his wife and disobey his mother. Subhanallah. It happened to many of us. He is very close to his friend more than his father. Allahu Akbar. He is very close to his friend more than his father. Today we share all the good, all the bad, all the happiness, all the sadness. We are so free with our friends. We need to be in his company more than the company of our beloved father. We do not share anything, good or bad, happiness or sad. We cannot express ourselves. This is how the family cultures will become. Exactly happening today. Look at everything, my dear brothers in Islam. Let us tell ourselves, Qiyamah is nearing. These are signs that the hour could happen any moment, any time. My dear brothers in Islam, finally Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a time will come to this ummah, وَأَن تَرَى الْحُفَاتَ الْعُرَاتَ الْعَالَى رِيَاعَ الشَّاعِ يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. A time will come to this ummah. You will see Hufat, barefooted people, uneducated, who do not have proper clothes to wear, paupers, poor people, shepherds of cattle and sheep, will boast with huge skyscrapers, concrete jungles that they are being blessed with. My dear brothers in Islam, look at across the world. Where were the Europeans? In the jungle at the early times, had did not know how to wear a garment, taught by the Muslims of Spain, subhanAllah. From this side, the Middle East, what they had, my dear brothers in Islam, what they owned, my dear brothers in Islam. Today, we have the tallest building, we have the longest building, we have the most luxurious hotel in the world, we have the best islands as palm islands built on the ocean. We have that, we have this. Do not get excited. Say, Sadaqa Rasulullah, my Rasul spoke the truth, and it is happening now. My dear brothers in Islam, let us look around us, take heed, take lessons, and let us prepare ourselves for that great day that we shall be made to stand with our deeds, with our actions. Whatever spoken, these are all minor signs of the hour. There are major signs. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke, and we shall discuss in the next Jummah, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ikhlas and understanding and make us better people by gaining the blessings and the barakat of the month of Ramadan, to continue the same spirit. And may Allah help the brothers, mothers, sisters who are suffering in Gaza at this moment. May Allah take them out of this agony and pain. May Allah help them. May Allah feed them. May Allah cure their sick. May Allah give their heart the contentment of Iman, to look after their Iman and Amal. And may Allah give them happiness in their life before they depart from this world.